Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm breeze, while Jerusalem basks in sunshine. Haifa is also having a clear day. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from Ynet earlier today says Houthis claim Saudi Arabia struck Sana'a airport to block an Iranian plane. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Hamas raided a WFP distribution point in Gaza, drawing condemnation from a UN official just in. Also this hour, according to JNS, Israel-Lebanon talks hinge on dismantling Hezbollah. These meetings will test a US-brokered plan for IDF pullbacks. Separately, Israel Hayom notes that despite 20 years of conflict, some argue nothing has changed. They call for a break from entrenched strategies. And finally, I-24 News reveals that Mossad secretly attempted to recruit Iran's former president Ahmadinejad in a failed regime change plot. Here's what people are saying online. I-24-NEWS English posted just minutes ago about Mossad's attempt to recruit Ahmadinejad, pointing to a report on their website. Avi Kaner, a commentator, noted earlier today that the bombing of Sana'a's airport runway aimed to prevent Iranian planes from landing, affecting the Houthis. Shanaka Anslem Pereira shared that the New York Times report highlights Mossad's meeting with Ahmadinejad under a climate conference cover in Budapest, which was a front for talks. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the Houthis' accusation. Ynet reports that, according to Houthi officials, the Saudi strikes targeted Sana'a airport runways. The Houthis warn this could end a period of de-escalation. Riyadh has not yet confirmed its involvement. The impact could escalate regional tensions, affecting diplomatic efforts. Turning to Gaza, where the Jerusalem Post says a UN official condemned a raid on a WFP distribution point. Though not naming Hamas directly, the official criticized the control over humanitarian supplies. This highlights ongoing challenges in delivering aid amid conflict. Such actions could worsen the humanitarian crisis in the region. Meanwhile, JNS details that the Israel-Lebanon talks focus on dismantling Hezbollah. This follows a US-brokered plan involving IDF pullbacks and new pilot zones for the Lebanese army. The talks could reshape security dynamics, influencing future peace efforts. In domestic news, Israel Hayom comments on the ongoing conflict and calls for a shift in approach. Despite years of combat, some argue that strategies remain unchanged. This discussion could influence public opinion and policymaking. And on a covert note, I-24 News reveals Mossad's attempt to recruit Ahmadinejad. The plot aimed to influence Iran's leadership, but ultimately failed. This adds a layer of intrigue to Israel-Iran relations, possibly affecting future intelligence operations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on an index showing a gap between Israel's military strength and civil stability. Despite high global rankings, the national brand faces internal challenges. Separately, Globes highlights financial support for Bennett and Eisenkot. Business people navigate donation limits through guarantees, impacting political campaigns. And finally, CTEC shares that Israel ranks as an AI contender, yet lacks infrastructure to challenge global leaders. Strong talent and investment are present, but energy and data center gaps remain. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.